This is Appendix 193 from the Companion Bible. The Mystery, by E.W. Bullinger. The English word mystery is a transliteration of the Greek word mysterion, one which means a sacred secret. It occurs in the Septuagint version, 280 BC, 9 times as the equivalent for the Toldiras in the Toldi portion of Daniel, which means to conceal. Hence, something concealed that can be revealed, this. In Daniel 2:18, 19, 27, 28, 29, 30, 47, and 4, 9. It occurs frequently in the apocryphal books, which, though of no use for establishing doctrine, are of great value in determining the meaning of biblical usage of Greek words. In these books mysterion always means the secret of friends, or of a king, etc. 2 Cetabit 12, 7:11. Judith 2, 2. Wisdom 2:22. Transliterated Mysteries 14:23. Ecclesiastics 22:22. 27, 16:17, 21. 2 Maccabees 13:21. Revised Version. The passage in Judith is remarkable. Phenobarchidonsa calls his captains and great men together just before entering on a campaign, and communicated with them his secret counsel, literally, the mystery of his will. This is exactly the same usage as in Ephesians 1, 9, except that the Greek word for will or counsel is different. 3. By the end of the 2nd century AD it was used interchangeably with tupos equals type, symbolon equals symbol, and parable equals parable. When we find the Greek word mysterion rendered sacramentum in Latin Vulgate of Ephesians 5:32, it is clear that it was used as meaning a secret sign or symbol, and not in a modern meaning put upon the word sacrament, that is, holy mysteries. It is evident to all that God has made known his will at sundry times and in divers manners, Hebrews 1:1-2. He also kept certain things secret, and revealed them from time to time according to his purpose and counsels. Hence the word mysterion is connected with several concealed or secret things in the New Testament. 1. It was used of the secrets of the kingdom, which had been concealed, until the Lord revealed them to his disciples, not to the people, in Matthew 13:10-11. It had not before been known that the kingdom would be rejected, and that there would be a long interval between that rejection and its being set up in glory. This was concealed even from the prophets who foretold it, on Peter 1:10-12. 2. In Romans 11 it is used in connection with the duration of Israel's blindness. That blindness itself was not a secret, for it had been foretold in Isaiah 6:9-10. But the duration of the blindness was kept or secret from Isaiah and only revealed through Paul, Romans 11:25. 3. It was used of a fact connected with resurrection, which had never before been made known to the sons of men. The Lord had spoken of it to Martha, John 11:25-26, but though she believed it, she did not understand that to those who should be alive and remain to his coming the Lord would be the life, and they would never die, verse 26. The Thessalonians who received the word were not left in ignorance of it, 1 Thessalonians 4:13, for the Lord's words in John 11:25-26 were explained to them. But in 1 Corinthians 15:51 the secret was fully and plainly shown, and it was that we shall not all sleep. Up to that moment the universal belief had been that we must all die, compare Hebrews 9:27. Thenceforward it was revealed and made known for faith that all would not die, but that those who are alive and remain, literally, remain over unto the Lord's coming will not die at all, see note 1 Thessalonians 4:15, and compare Philippians 3:14. 4. Side by side with these divine secrets there was the secret of the foretold lawlessness, 2 Thessalonians 2:7, compare Daniel 12:4. It was already working during the dispensation covered by Acts. and that the nation repented at the call of those other servants of Matthew 22, 4, Acts 2:38, 3:12-26, etc. Those secret counsels of the lawless one and the transgressors would have come to the full, Daniel 8:23. But now they are postponed and in abeyance until the appointed time. 5. But the great secret which concerns us today was not revealed until after the close of the dispensation covered by Acts. See Acts 28:17-31 and Appendix 180 and 181. Paul was not commissioned to put in writing that purpose of God which was before the overthrow of the world, Appendix 146, until that dispensation was ended. What this great secret was can only be learned fully from the prison epistles. There alone can we find the things which had been concealed and kept secret since the world began, Romans 16, 25, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, Ephesians 3, 5, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, Ephesians 3, 9, which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest, Colossians 1, 26, where now, Greek, none with the preterite equals just now, recently. The special scriptures which describe this secret are the postscript of Romans 16:25-26, Ephesians 3:1-12, Colossians 1:24-27, the mention of the mystery in Romans 16:25-26 has perplexed many, because the revelation of it is specifically propounded in the Epistle of Ephesians. Hence it has been suggested that the epistle originally ended at Romans 16:24 with the benediction or even at verse 20, see the marginal notes in the revised version, and that the ascription verses 25-27 was added by the apostle after he reached Rome 1 in order to complete the structure by making it correspond with the ascription in chapter 11 33-36. And, 2, to complete the epanodos or introversion, and thus to contrast God's gospel, which was revealed of old by the prophets of the Old Testament and never hidden, 1:2-3, with the mystery which was always hidden and never revealed or even mentioned until 16:25-27. See longer note page 1694. In any case, while there is no doubt about the general order of the epistles, the actual dates are conjectural, and rest only upon individual opinions as to the internal evidence, Appendix 180. And, after all, Romans 16:25-27 is not the revelation of the mystery as given in the prison epistle, but an ascription of glory to him who had at length made it manifest by prophetic writings, not the writings of the prophets, for it is the adjective, prophetic, not the noun, prophecy, as in 2 Peter 1:20. Romans and Ephesians are thus brought together as the two central epistles of the chronological groups, the one ending one group, and the other beginning the next, both being treatises rather than epistles, and both having Paul for their sole author, while in all the other epistles he has others associated with him. As to the great secret itself, it is certain that it cannot refer to the blessing of Gentiles in connection with Israel. This is perfectly clear from the fact that that was never a secret. Both blessings were made known at the very same time, Genesis 12, 3, and this well-known fact is constantly referred to in the Old Testament. See Genesis 22, 18, 26, 4, etc. Deuteronomy 32, 8. Psalms 18:49, 67:1-2, 72:17, 117:1, Isaiah 11:10, 49:6, Luke 2:32, Romans 15:8-12. But the secret revealed in the prison epistles was never the subject of previous revelation. In Ephesians 3:5, it is stated to be now revealed. This cannot mean that it had been revealed before, but not in the same manner as now, because it is stated that it had never been revealed at all. It concerns the Gentiles, And it was revealed unto his holy apostles for and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be joint heirs, and a joint body, and joint partakers of the promise in Christ through the gospel. See the notes on Ephesians 3:5-6. We cannot know the whole purpose of God in keeping this concealed all through the ages. But one thing we can clearly see, viz. That had God made it known before, Israel would of necessity have had an excuse for rejecting the Messiah and his kingdom. As to ourselves, the question of who is in the secret does not arise. That we are not to suppose that all who do not know of it are lost. One thing we know, and that is, it is made known for the obedience of faith, or for faith obedience, Romans 16:26. It is a subsequent revelation. And the question is, do we believe it and obey it by acting according to it? Abraham had several divine revelations made to him. From this call in Genesis 11 he was a righteous man. In chapter 12 he believed God concerning his promises of the future. In chapter 13 he believed God concerning the promise of the land. But in chapter 15 God made a further revelation concerning the seed which he would give him. And it is written, Abraham believed in the Lord, and it was counted or imputed unto him for righteousness. Even so with ourselves and the subsequent revelation of the mystery in the prison epistles. Let us believe it, and we may be sure it will be counted unto us for something, for some blessing, which those who refuse to believe it will lose. Notes. 1. It is from muio equals to initiate or admit to secrets. A musts was used of the person so initiated. 2. In subsequent revision of the Septuagint Theodotion, AD 160, uses it for the Hebrew sod, Job 15, 8. Psalms 25, 14. Proverbs 20, 19. See notes in Locke. 3. In Judith 2, 2 it is bull, Appendix 102. 4. While in Ephesians 1, 9 it is dilemma, Appendix 102. 2. For these were not those of the Old Testament dispensation, but were the subjects of a promise by the Lord himself in Matthew 23:34, Luke 11:49, which was fulfilled in Ephesians 4:8-11. See the notes on these passages and Appendix 189. 5. Greeksosomos, a remarkable word occurring only here in the New Testament. Return to main index page